Okay, today we're going to learn Sota Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We're holding on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We are at the two dots on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, about 10 lines into the page. The Mishnah said, V'chein le'inyan hatova, that just like we say, B'midah shah demodeh modeh demlo, B'adim shemodeh ba'am modeh demlo, that there's a certain midah connected midah, when it comes to onshim and peronus, so too when it comes to good things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays a person back based on the quality and the quantity of his mitzvos, mida keneged mida, and we derive this from Miriam. Miriam waited for Moshe Rabbeinu when he was put in the box and by the Sfas HaYaor for Shah Achas, and because of that, Klal Yisrael waited for her for 7 days when they were in the Midbar. So says the Gemara, midami, can you compare the amount of time that Miriam waited for Moshe Rabbeinu to the amount of time that Am Yisrael waited for her? Hasam chadashaita, hacha shiva yami. How's that mida keneged mida? This is much more than mida keneged mida. She waited for just a shah achas, and the Klal Yisrael waits for her for 7 full days. So Amar Abaye ema ulin yin tova ain't okay. No, what the Mishnah should actually read is not that the same is true in yin tova, but in yin tova, it's not so. Linyan Tova, it's even greater. Amalei Rava, ha v'chein linyan ha-tova katani. Yeah, but that's not the words that the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says v'chein linyan ha-tova, which makes it sound like it's exactly the same as the Midas Pranos. Ella amar Rava ha-chi katani. V'chein linyan ha-tova diba osa mida. That in a certain sense, it's the same when it comes to good, in the sense that the same way a person is modeid, ba modedim lo. Meaning you get your schar in a way that is similar to the mitzvah that you did, but there's also a fundamental difference because of the olam meruba midas midatova is meruba midas pranas. But really, midatova is greater than midas pranas in terms of quantity, but in terms of the nature of the of what you get back, the nature of what you get back is similar to the nature of what you did. So, main point number one: even though midatova is also mida keneged mida, it comes in greater measure than midas pranas does. So once the Mishnah talks about Miriam waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu when he was by the Sfas HaYaor, the Gemara brings a drasha about that pasuk. So pasuk says, "Vateisatzava chosome rachok." Am Rabbi Yitzchak, pasuk zeh kulo al shem Shechina ne'emar. We could darshan that the Shechina was the one that was standing with Moshe in the teva. How is that alluded to in the pasuk? It says, "Vateisatzav." That's a remez to the Shechina. D'chsiv, because the pasuk says by Shmuel Anavi getting his first nevuah, "Vayavo Hashem vayis." Yatsev. So achoso, and the word achoso is also a reference to the Shechina, d'chsiv emor l'chachma achosi at, that you say chachma is achosi, that it should be close to you like your sister, and chachma is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So merachok also is a reference to the Shechina, d'chsiv merachok Hashem nirali, that Yirmiyahu HaNavi says to the Jewish people that from a distance Hashem appears to me. And lodaas, the word lodaas is also a reference to the Shechina, d'chsiv ki kel Deos Hashem. Hashem is a kel Deos. Ma d'chsiv. What and the word ma also in the pasuk about Miriam is a reference to the Shechina, d'chsiv ma Hashem Elokecha shoel neimach. There you see the word ma associated with Hashem Elokecha. Ye oseh, also reference to the Shechina, d'chsiv ki lo yaaseh Hashem Elokim davar, and lo d'chsiv vayikra lo Hashem shalom. So every single word in that pasuk is also a word that's generally associated with the Shechina. So the Gemara now darshins the psukim of the beginning of Shibud Mitzrayim. Vayakam melechadat, meaning all of this is totally parenthetical, meaning we're learning Mesecha Sota over here, but once we mention the Midah Keneged Midah V'Sota, and we mention the Midah Keneged Midah of Miriam, so once we're talking about Miriam, we talk about the beginning of Shibud Mitzrayim. Vayakam melechadat, so a new king arose over Mitzrayim. Ravu Shmuel, chadam rechadash mamish, v'chadam sheneschad shuk zeirosev. Rashi and Chumash quotes many of these Gemaras. That one says that it was a mamish, a new king, and the other one says that it was just a king that had new gzeros. Man, the Amar Chadash Mamish, the one that says there was Mamish new king, Dichsev Chadash, it says that it was Vayakamel Chadash. O man, the Amar Shenizchachu Gzerosav, Deloksev Vayamas Vayimloch. The one that says that it was the same king, he just had new gzeros, is because it never the Chumash never reports the death of the old king and the arising of a new king. Asher lo yada es Yosef, and what does it mean that he didn't know Yosef? It can't be that he didn't know who Yosef was. If he wasn't a Melech chadash davdami kemand lo yada leklal. He acted as if he didn't know Yosef. He behaved toward the Jewish people as if he had totally forgotten the contributions of Yosef at Tzaddik. Pasuk goes on, vayomer elamo hinei am b'nei Yisrael. So Tana, who hischel be'etza tchila? Paro began the etza. He turned to his nation to figure out how to be meshabed b'nei Yisrael. Lefichach laka tchila. Therefore, he was punished first. Who hischel be'etza tchila d'chsev vayomer elamo? He's the one that said to his nation that am b'nei Yisrael ravi atzumi menu, that the b'nei Yisrael are becoming too many and too strong, and they're going to overpower us. Paro was the one that started this. So lefichach laka tchila. Therefore, we find that he was punished first. Because the pasuk says when Moshe warns Paro about Machas Tzvardeya, uvcha uvamcha uvchalavadecha, that the Tzvardeya is going to affect you and your nation and your avadim, but you first. And the pasuk tells us further, Hava nischak malo. Paro then comes up with a plan. Let's outsmart them. So lahem mi bailei. Them is lahem. Why does it say Hava nischak malo? Lo makes sound like just him. Who's the him? Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, bo v'nechkam l'moshian shel Yisrael. He was trying to say, let's outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll kill them in a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be able to seek vengeance against us, because we know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu works. He works Mida Keneged Mida. So if we do something to the Jewish people where Hashem can't do a Mida Keneged Mida against us, we'll be safe. By many donum, so how should we kill them? Nidonim be'esh. Should we kill them in fire? Well, k'siv kiyenei Hashem be'esh yavo, that Hashem can come in fire and he can affect us, and he can do Mida Keneged Mida against us. Uksiv kiva eish Hashem nishpat. Bacherev, should we kill them by the sword? Ksiv of charbo is called basar. Ella, so what's the way to take care of them? Bovenidonim b'mayim. We'll cause them to suffer with water. Shekvar nishpat kodesh baruch hu sheinu mevi mabul yolam. Because Hashem already promised, he already had a guarantee that he's not going to bring a mabul to the world. Shenemar ki mei noach zosli. So says the Gemara, vehein einan yodin. But the Mitzrim and Paro didn't know, sha'al kolo that it's true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to bring a mabul in the whole world, but on a single nation he sure will bring a mabul. And the other reason that their cheshbon was bad was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to bring a mabul, but people can still drown in the water. People can still go into the water and drown on their own without HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing a mabul. So main point over here is Paro wanted to punish the Jewish people with water because he figured HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't do a Mida Keneged Mida, but he was wrong, either because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only not going to bring a mabul to the entire world, or because he doesn't have to bring a mabul to punish them in water. They'll just walk right into the water. That's what happened at Kriyas Yamsuf. So Gemara brings in another drasha that relating to Mida Keneged Mida. V'hayna d'amar Blazer, may d'chsiv ki b'davar asher zadu aleihem. What does the pasuk mean that when Yisro heard what happened to Mitzrayim, so he said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was dan the Mida Keneged Mida? He was saying as follows, b'kedera shebishlu, with the same pot that they cooked Am Yisrael, that they threw Am Yisrael into the Ya'ar, but nispashlu, they themselves were cooked in that same pot. They drowned in the sea. May mashma dahai zadu lishna de kederuhu. Where do we ever find that the word zadu in the pasuk ki badavar sher zadu alehem? That zadu is a lashon of a kederu, of a pot. Dechsev vayozed Yaakov nozid, that when Yaakov was cooking the lentils, that's the word that the Torah uses. Amrav chibar abam rav simay shloshayu ba'osa etza. When it came time to make the plot against the Jewish people, there were three people involved in the planning. Bilam, the Eov, the Yisro. Bilam, Sheya'atz, Bilam, who came up with the Eitzah to kill the Jewish children, he was punished in Mida Keneged Mida, Nerag. So he was killed by Pinchas. Eov, Sheshasak, Eov, who didn't say anything, Nidon B'Yisurin, he was punished with terrible suffering. Yisro, Shebarach, and Yisro, who ran away because he didn't want any part of that, Zachum, Ibn Ebanov, Sheyeshu, B'lish, Chasagazes. His descendants ended up being being members of the Sanhedrin. Shnemar mishpachos, so from Yosha Yavitz to Rasayim, Shimasayim, so Suchasim, that they were set in Sukkos, like the Mitzvah Saviyam, Hema Hakinim Habayim Machmas Avives Rechev. And the Gemara explains, how do we know to say that they're descendants of Yisro? Uksiv Uvnei Keni Chosin Moshe. That Keni is a reference to Yisro, the father-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu. So this whole pasuk that in Divrei Yamim that talks about these people who did mitzvos and who were a critical part of the Jewish people, they were the descendants of Yisro. So Paro said to his nation that he's worried that the Bnei Yisrael are going to be pen yirbeh, and they're going to outnumber us, and there's going to be a war of Venosav Kamhal Sonenu. And he said, "V'nilcham banu va'ala mina aretz," that they'll wage war with us and Allah mina aretz. Va'ala sounds like that he was worried that the Jewish people would leave the land. Well, that's not his concern. If they're going to wage war with us, isn't his concern that they would throw the Egyptians out of the land? Va'alinu mi ba'ilei. He should have used the word va'alinu, that they're going to get rid of us from the land. So Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Kadam Shemekal Asatzmo Toluke Lasa B'chaveiro. It's a manner of speech. When you want to say that something terrible is going to happen, but you don't want to say it straight out, so you say it about someone else, that it's happening to some to somebody else. And the pasuk goes on to say, "Ve'yasimu alav sari misim." There were sari misim appointed over the Jewish people, these officers appointed over the Jewish people. But why does it say a love on him? Alehem mi ba'ilei. It should have said on them, on the Jewish people. So, Tanit Be'er Ablazer, Rabbi Shimon, Melamit Sheheviu Malbein. This teaches us that they would bring a brick, Vitalulo Leparo B'Tzavaro, and they hung it around Paro's neck, Vekalech Avech Misrael, Sha'amar Lehem, Istinesani, and any Jewish person who would say, "Oh, I can't do this work because it's, I'm too sensitive, I'm too high class." They would say, "Are you a higher class than the king? The king is doing this work." And that way they got everyone involved in doing the work. And ultimately, obviously, Paro stopped and the Jewish people were forced to continue. Sari misim davar shemesim, that which places the yoke of Avoda on the Jewish people. The Gemara then darshans the continuation of the pasuk. Leman anoso. So again, anosam mi ba'ilei, to afflict them, it should have said, not anoso, leman anoso leparo b'sivlosam di Yisrael, that Paro also suffered in order to get the Jewish people to start doing the work, meaning that's exactly what this pasuk is talking about, how Paro had this, had to start doing the work himself in order to trick them into doing the work as well. Va'even ari miskenos leparo, ravish molchad amash miskenos Saknos es ba'alehen, that these cities are called Ari Miskenos because they were dangerous for the people who were working them. Because sometimes in the middle of the work, the building would fall down. It's like digging a tunnel or whatever. How many people die? Because it's so dangerous. V'chad amar shem maskenos es ba'alehen, that they made the people who were doing the work poor. D'amar mar kolosik bebinyan mismaskein, that it's not a good profession to go into, to be involved in building and construction. Es pisom ve'es ramses, and they built these cities called Pisom and Ramses. Mm-hmm. So Rav and Shmuel, it's a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Chad Amar Pisom Shema of Laman Krishma Ramses, Sharishon Rishon Misroses, that it was really called Pisom, and the only reason it was called Ramses is because whatever they built there would fall apart. After they would build a little bit, that building would fall down, and then they would have to rebuild it and it would fall down again. V'charamar Ramses Shema, that no, its real proper name was Ramses. V'lamin Krishma Pisom, why was it called Pisom? Sharishon Rishon Pi Tahom Bolo, because Pisom is a reference to the fact that each thing that they would build would be swallowed up by the depths. V'kashar Yanu Oso Ken Yerbeh V'chein Yefrotz, as we were afflicted, we just grew in number. Ken Ravu V'chein Partsu Mi Ba'ilei, shouldn't it describe it in past tense, that we became greater in number, not yirbe and yifrots, as if it's something that's going to happen in the future? So Reish Lakish explains, the pasuk is not saying what happened, the pasuk is telling us Ruach HaKodesh Mevasartan, that Ken Yirbe V'Chein Yifrots, that Ruach HaKodesh informed the Jewish people and told them told Mitzrayim that whatever you're doing, it's not going to help. It's just going to be year by year for us. The Jewish people are just going to become greater in number. They were disgusted by the Bnei Yisrael. The Mitzrayim viewed the Jewish people like they were thorns in their side. The Mitzrayim made the Jewish people work befarach. Either it means with a soft mouth, speaking softly to them at first, or bepricha, with very hard work that breaks them. First, it was just brickwork; it was that kind of labor. But then it became kol avoda besada. They made them do every sort of work, even plowing and normal field work. They would make men do women's jobs and women do men's jobs. And even if you say that previously the befarach meant beperach with a soft touch, over here certainly it means befricha. It means with something that was backbreaking, something that was impossible for them to do. So the main point over here is just the description of the Shibud Mitzrayim, that the Shibud Mitzrayim started with Paro doing some of the work and how they were building that which couldn't be built, that which kept on sinking into the ground, and how the men were doing women's work and women were doing men's work. And Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll begin with the third wide line on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis of Darish Rav Avira.